to order.
Salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, I'd like to start off. We have a couple of new people here tonight that need to take their oath of office, so let's step down here. Bill, Terry, you want to come up too? How you doing?
Good.
All right. So, this is Bill Ayer, for those of you that don't know, but I'm sure everyone knows him. Newly elected trustee for the village. This is Terry Breed. She's going to be the deputy clerk for the village. So we're going to start and swear them in. So why don't you guys stand right there, and I'll stand this way.
Okay.
And then when I get to where I say state your office, just deputy clerk, village trustee. Okay? Okay, raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
William Mayor.
Do solemnly swear. That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
The Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of state your office.
The duties of deputy clerk.
Trustee of the village.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
You guys want to
turn it
for about
1 second? Smuggling,
here we go.
All right, you're good.
Can you turn around so we can get that same picture?
Come on, Bill.
Come on, Bill, one more.
Oh, one more. Okay.
Your mentor.
Everybody say Robert now.
Robert.
You're going to be Trustee Ayer at villageofnassau.com.
Right, that's the way it goes.
Yep.
AYER.
766.
Yep.
2219.
Is that how you trustee AYER?
Okay, so the purpose of tonight's meeting is to pass resolutions for conducting business throughout the year and make the appointments for the coming year, which start tonight, actually. So, we'll go through the resolutions. First resolution is the village clerk be designated to collect taxes.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Randy. Any questions on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. That second, that the regular meeting of the village board be held on the second Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. at the village municipal building. Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. That First Niagara Bank be designated the official depository of the village and that the following banks can be used to bid investments and borrowing, MBIA class.
Make a motion.
Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. That Mayor Robert W. Valenti and Trustee Howarth be authorized to sign checks in the absence of the treasurer. Checks over $1,000 require two signatures.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Randy. Any questions on that motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. That the first three Tuesdays of each month be designated as village court nights at 6 p.m. Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on that motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. To designate the Troy Record as the official newspaper.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Randy. Any questions on that motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. To give advance approval of payment of claims to public utilities, postage, freight, health insurance premiums, and express charges.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy. Second by Randy. Any questions on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. To adhere to the New York State Office of the State Controller mileage and lodging reimbursement rates. Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. To authorize the clerk, treasurer, mayor, trustees to attend clerks associations and fall training school as well as other municipal seminars and conferences, and Jay Devlin and Peter Durkowski to attend Rural Water Association American Public Works Association.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Randy. Any questions on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Post notice of final assessment roll in the record. Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those, any opposed? Motion is carried. Post notice of the budget hearing in the record. Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Review and accept the current procurement policy.
Motion.
Motion by Randy.
We're going to review it. Did you look at it?
Yeah. Okay.
I'll second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Review and accept the current code of ethics.
I'd like to make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Bill. Any questions on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Authorize the mayor to sign First Niagara Bank collateral agent contract with Federal Home Loan Bank of New York.
Motion.
Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Set a public hearing April 13th at 5:50 p.m. For Local Law Number 2-2016 to rescind Local Law Number 1-2016, the tax cap override.
Is the regular meeting that night going to be at 6? Is that why it's on at 5?
There's a budget hearing at 6 o'clock for the budget.
Okay.
The regular meeting will start at 7.
Okay.
But we have an hour set aside for the budget hearing.
Make a motion.
Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. All right, so appointments. Deputy Mayor is Randy Howarth. Acting Village Justice, Mark Greenberg. Treasurer, Wendy Ashley. Clerk, Melissa Turner-Bulin. Deputy Clerk, Terry Breeds. Water Commissioner, Randy Howarth. CEO Commissioner, David Scotia. Animal Control Commissioner, David Scotia. Assessor, David Scotia. Streets Commissioner and Refuse, Bill Ayer. Police Public Safety Commissioner, Gaetano Forte. Budget Officer, Robert Valenti. Planning Board Member, Chair, Thomas Snow, term ending 2021. Zoning Board Member, Chair, Susan Forte, term ending 2019. Urswama Board Member, Bill Ayer, term ending 2020. And Village Historian, Kurt Vincent.
I'd like to make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
I have a quick comment on that.
Yep.
Give
me a second first, okay. Then we can discuss.
Okay.
Second by Randy. Okay, on the discussion. Go ahead.
Isn't Charlie a term of 5 years? Can we...
Well, the person that's the Board of Swama member should be a Village Board member.
Okay, even though... was Tim not a... Or was it... Or Jerry wasn't a board member? Or was it after... After he resigned as trustee, he was still on the committee, and then he resigned out in the audience when I was just curious.
I
don't know.
I think it should be a Village Board member myself.
It hasn't. It unless there's been a resolution even before when uh, Jerry Ure when he left the board. Unless somebody goes back way back and figures out, it has to be a board member. I think what you got to do is, at least for now, go back historically and see if it has to be a board member to be on your SWAMA. I'm not sure. I know when he left that position, I volunteered for it, and I continued on to that position. But there was a resolution passed by the board at some point in time last year to put myself on it's a 5-year term. Now, I've got data from Matt Curley through board bylaws that, you know, unless there's derelict of duties or, you know, I never showed up and on and on and on, with the board, the village board, select someone else. So, unless, Dave, do you know something?
You're talking about the SWAMA enacting legislation?
When Jerry Ure left the board, he also relinquished being on the SWAMA, and I volunteered, and I think Lori was on board at the time. I volunteered my services to go on the board, and when my 5-year term ended, there was a resolution just recently, back in December, I believe, to continue on.
So the question is,
I don't think unless something is way beyond my term, and Randy and I think we're the long, maybe Bob would know. I don't think it has to be a board member.
Right.
Just like,
if we can,
you know, just like Guy's wife is basically a volunteer for that. Tom Snow is for that.
Right, but the board, I mean, you know, my feeling is, and, you know, nothing personal against you. I mean, not that way at all, we're bidding a new contract this year, so whoever that representative is going to be working on that. We're involved in this solar collection thing.
Correct.
That is committing the village to things. I mean, I just think it should be a board member that, that represents the village board and comes back to the board with what's going on.
I agree. But, you know, if you want to do that, you would probably need to do a resolution
to take you up.
Make it a board member to continue on your SWAMA, whomever you might elect to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, I don't know the answer off the top of my head. I'd have to look at the IRC SWAMA enacting stuff, which is in there in the authorities law. If you can give it, we're back here on the 13th. If you can give me 8 days or whatever, I can tell you what the answer is.
Okay.
Well,
I can forward, and I'd be more than happy to forward the rest of the board the email that Matt forwarded to me as far as the bylaws for a SWAMA. And then
this
you just
Matt,
take it on
Matt
yourself. And if you feel that.
Matt Curley, he's
the
SWAMA
director.
Director.
So, I mean, if you guys feel that, you want to have a board member, I would think that you would need to do a resolution that from here on in it would have to be a board member and not someone that would volunteer. I'm not sure. What do you think, Dave?
I think I got to look at the enacting. I remember when IRC SWAMA came in. It was about 30 years ago, right? I mean, I remember the law. I don't remember it that well. Okay.
Well, I think what he's getting at is that if we pass a resolution for him for being on a 5-year term,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden we change, do we need a resolution stating that he's no longer, make it
illegal? Well, I'm no longer a board member.
Yeah, but I mean, to make it legal or something.
Right. I don't want to cast doubt yet because I want to preview this, but I'm not. If you've appointed someone to a term and there's no board membership requirement for that term or for that office, I'm not sure you can change it in midterm. But I'll take a look and I'll send everything.
And how did it get to be a term anyway? I don't remember it ever being a term.
All I know is when Jerry Ure, when he stepped down and I took his position, His board member for Swama came up, so I volunteered for it, and there was a resolution at the time, and I've been on it ever since. But, you know, I don't have a problem if you guys, you know, decide otherwise.
I think Jerry had already resigned. And then he got mad at Swama or something or whatever was going on. And like
I don't know.
And a month later, he stood up in front of the audience and said he had no longer.
I don't know.
So I don't know.
I'll send you.
Yeah, send me what he said. And I'll take a look at it.
I know Bob has the emails or Matt, but I'll send you in case you don't already have it.
Yeah.
And then you can contact Matt directly.
Yeah, I'll just look at the original enacting legislation. I'm trying to look it up now. My phone. Yeah. Hard to see this on the
Bob, I don't have a problem. You know, if you replace, you know, whatever you want to do, that's fine.
So, well, you know, I mean, I understand. We're committing. I mean, we're a lot of funds. You know, I just think a board member should take the responsibility to do it.
I
told him you'd help us.
because
you would offer it anyway. But
I mean, I'd be more than happy to attend the meetings with him too and all that. So I mean, it's, you know.
Is there still a lot of travel involved in it?
No, the only downside to it is, you know, they could have a meeting here, they could have a meeting at Scaticoke, they could have a meeting at Valley Falls, they could have, most of the meetings right now are in Melrose, but, you know, you can go to Pittstown, you know, it's at 6 o'clock at night because there's some of the board members that work in Vermont that don't get down. I mean, it's real, basically the meetings are at 6 o'clock, and it's difficult for the people from up north to come down here, which wasn't a problem for me to go to Pittstown or Melrose. So, and they're usually once a month.
So, well, I think we can look at what the situation is, but you know, so I mean, if you were willing to resign that, then we could appoint Bill. You know, but.
Not a problem.
But that's, I mean, you know.
If you want that continuity, you know, within the board, that's fine too. You know. But I'd be more than happy whoever you select, whether it be Bill,
mm-hmm.
you know, to help them out, go to the meetings, you know, for, you know, transition into it.
And I appreciate that. I mean, I know you're going to still be involved. You're going to still be involved with this EPA stuff, so.
Yeah.
You know, so I know you're not going away. But I think for continuity of the board, because we're expending village funds, especially with the bidding process, it'd be a good experience for Bill to go through that.
But if you're gonna, only as a suggestion through David, if you're gonna do that, you know, I would make some kind of a resolution that mm-hmm. it would be a board member, you know, and that.
Yep, I think we'll. I think you're right. I think we need to take care of that.
Okay.
So.
You want me to read what it says?
Yeah, go ahead.
I finally got it. Okay. A corporation known as the Eastern Rensselaer County Solid Waste Management Authority is hereby created for the public purposes, blah, blah, blah. The authority shall be a body corporate and politic consisting of a public benefit. It shall consist of a maximum of 17 members and a minimum of 6 members, one member appointed by each legislative body of the towns constituting the authority. Each member shall be appointed to serve a 5-year term. Subsequent appointment of members by each legislative body shall be made for a term of 5 years, ending in each case on December 31st of the last year of such terms. All members shall continue to hold office until their successors are appointed, and qualified vacancies shall be filled by the effective legislative body in the same manner provided for in the original appointment. So if you look at the, you know, the enabling legislation, there's no statutory requirement that somebody be a member of a board. Is that the practice, though? I mean, is that what's sort of evolved? Do they normally have?
I think the other municipalities have the same thing, that, you know, they don't have to be a board member. Although some of the people are on various boards in their local municipalities, being voted on throughout the years, so.
Yeah, so if you're willing to step aside, then the board can make another resolution and report.
Well, we can't foster a resolution in the village that representative be a board member, and if a board member steps down or loses his seat?
I think this preempts us from
doing
that.
Does it preempt it?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think that's sort of what it does. So I think he's been, if he's been appointed for, I don't know what the term he was appointed for.
5 years.
5 years.
Okay, so, you know. I think we're stuck with him unless he wants to do it.
No.
I think.
I'd be more than happy to work with.
Yeah, let's set that aside. We'll talk about it,
okay,
and then we'll figure it out.
So we're tabling that one.
So we're tabling at the moment. Any other appointments that there's anyone has a question or discussion on?
I just had a question with the village historian. Are you attaching a term to that, or is that going to be renewed every year?
I think we'll renew it annually.
Okay.
Instead of putting a term on it at the moment.
All right.
Any other questions on the appointments?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Oh, wait a minute. I got a vote on.
Oh, we do? I thought we did. Oh, okay.
No, no, no.
I like the motion we accept.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I want to adjourn.
Okay, all appointments with the exception of item O are approved.
Sorry.
Motion to adjourn by Randy.
Second
by Guy.